seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
Oh, so how are you?
Oh, good. I'm good. I'm good. It's summer.
So everybody's home all the time? Whoops.
Everybody's home all the time, which honestly, because we homeschooled for the past 2 years, this is no different. But it feels different. And I think what's different about it is we've decided not to homeschool for this fall.
Okay. So I had a question about that from a listener who said, help us understand what Rebecca's doing and why. So
okay. Was it a kind question?
Oh, yeah. It was kind of like, we're considering homeschooling or not, and she's done it. And I mean, by the way, yeah. I've done it too, but that's fine. They didn't want to know about me. It's fine. We want to hear from Rebecca about her thoughts on it.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So we, with the little addition of Gavin, it was a little too much for me last year. Okay. I love it. And I really think if it was the only thing I was doing, I could be a really great homeschool mom.
Okay.
I love the idea of it. I love having my babies home. I was a teacher, so I feel like it's kind of in my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am writing a book, and the book, even though it's turned in, it's not over. Like I have to launch the book, and I have to do like come up with marketing things, and I'm going to have to go on a book tour. So the next year of the book is going to be a lot. And I run a business,
yeah,
which takes a lot. And then we added Gavin, who's like this tiny little child who won't sit and learn his letters like everyone else.
My goodness. Seriously. That Gavin has been trouble since the beginning. I'm just going to say that.
So true. So all those, like, that was the perfect storm for this isn't going to work. And Neil was actually the first one to say, like, I think that we probably should not homeschool this fall. And I cried. I was
did
like,
you?
Okay. You can't take that from me. And I cried because of fear. Like actually about a year ago. So before we even decided that we weren't going to homeschool, I had this revelation. I think God like whispered it. Like, are you homeschooling because you're scared of the alternative? Like you're scared of sending your kids out into the world, and you're scared that day one of school, like they're going to watch porn during lunch or something, you know, like that's
what I was gonna... the curriculum I've heard.
It's the curriculum. I know. Yeah. It's scary to let your babies go. And I got to hold on to them a lot longer, but I felt like that was not a good reason to homeschool is because I'm scared of the alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Neil told me, I don't think we should homeschool this fall, I think it's too much. Honestly, their schooling was the first thing to go when life got busy. Yeah. And that's not fair. That's not fair to them. So we started shopping around for schools. The public school is always an option, but it's not, I'm not excited about the public school in Hamtramck. We have sent our kids there.
Yeah, I remember
before. And had a great experience for preschool and kindergarten. But the older they get, there's just a lot of English language learners. And I feel like my kids got overlooked and were bored, and I wanted something different for them. So that's why we started homeschooling.
Okay.
So I thought, we looked at some charter schools, and every place that we applied to, only like one kid had space in their grade.
Oh, man.
I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to drive to three different schools. And anyways, we finally found one called Detroit Prep, and I'm super excited about it. Actually, Ellen DeGeneres has given a lot of money to this school, and so has Madonna.
Okay, well then. Yeah.
Then, you know, yeah, if I get to meet Ellen.
So she's like, she's like the school secretary. Is that what you were saying?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
On her off her like summers, during the summer.
She's who you call when they're going to be absent.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's not what makes the school great, but I'm a little bit excited about having my days back.
Yes.
So I think that's what's making summer a little bit harder, is I like, this should not be how it is. Go to school.
Okay. So when do they start?
After Labor Day, so like September 7th.
Do you have one of those Christmas countdown chains where you break a chain every day and say, one more day closer to you getting going to meet Madonna?
No, I don't. Okay. But I should.
All right. So they're all three going to go?
Yeah. Yeah. Corbin's going into kindergarten this year. So that was the other kind of addition to the perfect storm, is I was going to have to start homeschooling him as well as the older two.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be too much.
Okay. So then what's happening with Gavin? We're just going to let him raise himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's going to be my little sidekick.
Okay.
So he'll still be around. I'm not getting rid of him.
I just didn't know if he was going to like a someplace so that you had some time with no kids or what.
Right. Right now I'm planning on just keeping him with me and seeing how much I can get done. If I have to, I'll hire like a babysitter like 1 or 2 days a week.
Okay.
But you got to pay those people, you know?
Yes. Well, there you go. I think it sounds like you are excited about the plan. And it seems like a good one.
Yeah. And then one more thing I think I want to add is Neil asked me, besides what are you scared about? He's like, well, what are you going to miss about homeschooling? Mm-hmm. And everything that I listed, like the intentional time with my kids, reading chapter books together, like going to the library. He's like, you can do all those things and not homeschool. I was like, yeah, you're actually right. Like, and I might have more energy for it because when they're home, I won't be trying to work or, you know, get things done. When they're home from 3 o'clock till bedtime, we can do all the things that I loved about homeschooling together.
That is still a very long amount of hours every day.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Well, that's exciting.
Thank you.
I mean, homeschooling is holier, you know, but it's fine. I'm just kidding.
I do remember the one time you, never mind.
Go on.
You got some backlash when you stopped homeschooling.
People get mad about it.
It's so dumb. People don't have rights to our lives.
Well, I did sign away the rights to I put my life in public domain. So people can just say no.
That wasn't in the terms and conditions of Instagram.
Yeah, no. I mean, honestly, it was one person who got really mad, but she got really mad. She got mad enough for an army of people.
I know. But it makes me so mad.
It's fine.
It's not fine. It's not fine. People need to learn how to be on Instagram. I can't talk about it.
Well, I think that this is what I loved about how it went. First of all, I didn't get upset because I knew it was the right choice for my family. So
yeah,
that's fine if you feel that way. I'm very convinced otherwise. Also, I've been trying to homeschool for 6 years. It was a dumpster fire. So we're gonna put that dumpster fire out and move on with our lives. Also, the amount of moms who jumped in, I didn't even have to reply. The homeschool, public school, charter school, private school, all the moms were like, back off. And I thought, solidarity. We're all moms and we're all trying to figure this out. And I got to be honest, there's stuff going on with my kids that I am not publicly talking about.
What?
Can you even imagine? So there are things that are happening that people have no idea how hard things are at my house because they don't talk about it. So
right.
The end.
Right. I know.
All I'm saying is you really should homeschool, but if you don't feel like you care enough about your kids, then don't, Rebecca. You're like, hold it. I'm confused. I want to take a moment and tell you about a sheet company that has over 35,000 five-star reviews. That's more than any other online bedding company. And that company is Brooklinen. They were founded 5 years ago by husband and wife Vicky and Rich. They wanted to find beautiful home essentials that did not cost an arm and a leg. Brooklinen works directly with the manufacturers. They take out the middleman, which saves you a lot of money. And they have a new line of linen sheets that are amazing. It is a definite bedroom upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You can get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product, they're going to give you a lifetime warranty on all their sheets, comforters, and towels. The only way, though, to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code SWP at Brooklinen.com. That's B-R-O-O-K.
LINEN.com, promo code SWP. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Okay, so do you want to run a marathon with me in Waco in April?
Heck no. No, no.
Do you want to think about it for a second?
I'll go to Waco, but I'll be shopping at Magnolia and eating their cupcakes, cheering you on the sidelines.
There is a contingency doing exactly that. Katie's coming.
What?
To cheer me on.
Okay.
Elisa Keaton might come, but she would actually run.
Yeah, I would imagine. It's in when? March?
April.
April. Maybe. I'll have to think about it. Why can't it be in May?
I would have to ask Joanna Gaines about that.
Okay. Because May, my book comes out and I have to do a book tour. And so I want to come to Texas because...
Are you kidding?
I know.
That's amazing.
So it would be more perfect if it could be in April.
Why don't you pre-launch it? Isn't that like a big deal?
I can ask my publisher if that would work.
Tell them the pre-launch party starts in Waco.
In Waco at a marathon.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Are you going to run it?
Mm-hmm. As soon as we get off of this call, I'm going to start my marathon running.
Wow. You were very tired just a minute ago.
I know, but I was...
on your desk.
I was asleep at my desk, but I was going to start my training before we got on the call, but I was so tired that I couldn't be bothered.
Right.
But now I need to do it. It's already 87 degrees. I should have probably done it earlier, but I was asleep.
So. You're going to be so jazzed and pumped after talking to me that you're going to just go run the marathon today.
Jazzed.
Like, did it. Jazzed.
I did it. Well, so I have a friend in college. Well, she's not in college. We were friends in college, and she's like a professional endurance trainer of athletes.
Okay.
And so she's making me a couch to marathon training guide that culminates in April at the thing.
Nice.
Yeah. So nice. Today she said, please just run for 30 seconds and walk for 30 seconds and just do that for a little bit. And please just only do that. She might be afraid.
That sounds amazing. I've done the couch to 5K program. I never ran the 5K, but I did the program. And the first days of the program are my favorite.
Because you just kind of like...
I wish you could walk like around. 30 seconds and then walk for a minute.
Walk around your couch seconds. 10 times. Oh, man. So anyway, yeah, I'm going to start training.
Did you know a marathon is like a lot of miles?
Oh, I didn't know how many miles.
Yeah.
No, I really, honestly, I want this ticker for my car.
You could just get one.
I know, but I would know I'm lying. And also, I want to challenge my body.
Okay.
And I want to do something that I don't think I could ever do.
Was it the ladies at the whatever house that convinced you to do this?
Well, yeah, Stephanie had a hand in it, but it has been on my bucket list, but it's like sitting outside of the bucket.
Okay.
And I think that is so outlandish that I could never even do it.
Well, I'm so proud of you then. Yes, it totally does. I'm really glad you're going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, like at the whatever craft house, I was talking to them about telling God your prayers that are so big and ridiculous that he never could do it. And then we read out of, I think it was Isaiah 41 about how he can straight up do anything. He can make things happen where there was nothing there before. That's how he created everything. So we need to believe him for bigger things like that. And so I was just kind of thinking, I don't believe that I can be healthy with my body. And so why? I don't believe I can do hard things when it comes to that. And so anyway, that's why I'm like, honestly, I could do a 5K. I have no problems with that. If it ends up that I do the very best I can and I can do the half marathon, that's still amazing.
Still a lot of miles.
Still a lot of miles. The goal is the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what happens.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Thanks. I haven't done
Way to
anything
take your
yet.
Own advice.
I'm still on the couch, but it's fine.
If you know VeggieTales, you're going to love the Laugh and Learn Bible for Kids. It's the first ever storybook Bible written by VeggieTales and What's in the Bible creator Phil Vischer. The people at Jellytelly know that it can be hard to get our kids excited about reading the Bible. In order for our kids to be engaged, you need a Bible that makes learning fun. But the problem is most kids' Bibles include a lot of very serious storytelling because God's story is serious. But sometimes those very serious retellings of the Bible can make me think, at least, that my kids are not going to get it, if they even pay attention at all. Jelly Telly believes the Bible should be fun. That's why they partnered with one of the best children's storytellers of our time to create the Laugh and Learn Bible for Kids. It's the gospel in 52 5-minute Bible stories. This Bible is more than a children's Bible storybook. It's deep, it's engaging, there's laugh out loud parts. It is a really fun gospel experience. The Laugh and Learn Bible for Kids doesn't go on sale until September 10th, but Jelly Telly is offering my listeners a special pre-sale deal. Visit laughandlearnbible.com, use coupon code STRUGGLEWELL, all one word, to pre-order the Bible for $9.99. That's half off. And you get a free download of a coloring book so your kids can color as you read together. You'll also receive a sample of the audio Bible narrated by Phil Vischer himself. So pre-order the Laugh and Learn Bible for your kids today. Go to laughandlearnbible.com, use coupon code STRUGGLEWELL, and save 50%.
Okay, so what's your question? Do you have one? Let's start with you.
I do. Okay, this girl wants to know if the custom has changed. This is talking about weddings, where the bride's parents pay for the wedding and the groom's parents pay for the rehearsal dinner. This is how it worked for me. I don't know about you. Did it work? I mean, you have a very sticky situation with your first marriage, so I'm not sure.
That there were no customs in that one. That was a free-for-all. Nobody really paid for anything. It was like in a backyard and we had cookies and milk. So I think we could cover that. Okay. With my second, well, here's the deal. With my husband, with our marriage, we were older and he was already like really established in his whole career and everything. And So I think, I mean, he just paid for everything.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, which is me. We paid for everything.
You paid.
But well, we didn't ask anybody to pay for it. Then it wasn't like, I mean, he was almost 40. So it would have been weird to say, hey, retired parents, can you? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think the custom is still that, but all my situations were strange.
Well, she's saying that her teenagers are telling her that that's not a thing anymore.
So what is the thing?
I don't know.
They just don't ever move out of the basement?
Right. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just says, I have 2 sons and $0 set aside for weddings. You know, I will say that thought has crossed my mind with having 3 boys. It was like, oh, good. There's only 1 wedding I'm going to have to pay for. But then what if that's not the case?
Oh, so maybe it should be just like everybody pays half for everything, all the parents?
Maybe half and half. Yeah.
That feels like something we'd be doing now.
I know. Equality for all.
Hmm.
I'd like to go back to the bride pays for the wedding.
I'd like to go back to the dowry. Like, give my parents a goat and I'll go with you. I'm just kidding.
I'd ask for more than a goat.
Well, I mean, goat cheese is good.
Goat milk?
I don't like goat milk.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had it. Have you ever had it?
It tastes like burning hair, I think. You know how it smells when you burn hair, like when you lean over a candle? Whoopsie daisy.
Yes, it tastes like that.
Tastes like that smells. It's not appetizing.
It doesn't sound it.
Wow, that was a hard left turn. From weddings to burning hair.
We don't have any solutions for you. We're just with you in hope that that's not the case. Actually, why don't we go to like a zero budget weddings? There has to be a third option. Like, can the kids pay for the wedding?
Yeah, I mean, this is what I think. Don't have a big wedding, guys.
Right.
That is ridiculous. Go on a really nice honeymoon.
Yeah.
That's what I would do if I could do it over again.
Yeah, that's really true.
Okay. Great. Bye. Well, sounds solved. Okay, here's one. You know, all the aging app, Hubbaloo. Yes. This person said, everybody is afraid of getting old. See aging app. How do we not be afraid to get wrinkles and spots and baggy necks? I plan to just use a chip clip on the back of my neck and just like clip it back. That's my low budget. That's my zero budget option for baggy necks.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. I started with 1 gray hair and now I've got 3 and it's coming. They're coming right out of the area where I part my hair. So you can totally see them. And I'm not pulling them out. I am not against them. I am pro gray hairs. My problem is that they're really short, and so they stick straight up. I'm not interested in continuing to pluck them. I just need them to grow out longer, get with the program, and you're welcome to stay. I'm excited about gray hair.
I think gray hair is much different than saggy jowls.
Okay. I guess to me, it all means the same thing. Like, things are different now.
Yeah, I would embrace the gray hair as long as my neck still was tight and I didn't have a double chin. That's like, okay. That's beautiful.
Gray hair is beautiful. Jowls are not beautiful.
Yeah, nobody wants to look like that cartoon dog. You know, the one with like, who am I? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Clifford? The red one?
Oh, gosh. Sorry. No, he's not red.
My kids are not watching cartoons anymore. I'm in a different place.
From our era, a dog from our era. Scooby-Doo? With saggy jowls. No. Mm-mm. Anyways, I would be lying if I would say that I'm not. That picture of me aged did not jar me.
Okay.
It jarred me.
Okay.
But I don't think there's anything we can really do except like pay for plastic surgery. And
I'm going to be honest. I'm not against that. No, I don't want to look like a plastic face or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't think that it's bad. If your neck is, you've got a like a gobble, like a turkey. I don't know. Make it still look realistic. I don't know. Maybe I'm the worst person ever, but.
No, I've watched a few people on Instagram get Botox. They're like my age, maybe
really?
A little older.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Okay, so you're against that?
That's so funny, because to me, I'm like, if you want to just scooch a little skin back to make it look a little bit less wiggly, that's fine.
Yeah.
Botox, it's like you're injecting poison into your face. That feels different to me.
Doesn't?
It's okay. Completely hypocritical. I get it. So you're pro Botox, anti-surgery.
Well, it's okay. Thoughts. When I first saw that, I was like, no way would I ever get Botox. Just embrace the wrinkles. And like lately, the more I watch them, I'm like, well, maybe I'd get Botox. I don't really know how I feel about it.
Okay.
But it seems cheaper to get Botox than it does to pay for plastic surgery, and much like less painful.
But then plastic surgery, you don't have to keep doing it over and over.
Really?
I mean, I don't know.
So it's like one and done?
I don't think I'd regularly get my baggy neck fixed. I think once you do it, you're good for probably the rest of your life. I don't know. I've never done it. Well, I'll do it next week and I'll report back.
Okay. That'd be great. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I would do. I would like to look mildly wrinkled when I'm old. Not what I saw in the face app.
Right. And we have to remember that is not our future. It's just
no,
a simulation.
It's just an app.
It's just an app.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the one I did of Neil and I, though?
No, I missed it.
I did one of Neil and I together, and like to see what we would look like together as old people.
Yes.
First of all, that app is way more forgiving on men than it is on women.
Well, let me show you my husband, because it was not forgiving on him.
It wasn't on him? Okay. Well, most people. My husband looks, as an old person, like a movie star, you know?
Like, oh, okay. Like
what's
distinguished.
That guy? Distinguished, that's the word, yeah. But anyways, I made a picture of us together, and I was like, I'm really excited to get to know, to have lived that much life with him. Like, to get to that age and be like, our kids are gone,
yes.
It's just me and him now, we've gone through so much. I want to, like, I'm excited to know that version of Neil.
Oh, I love that.
So, it was not just a terrible app. It also brought some... Oh, that's not going to be such a bad season. Hopefully I won't look as wrinkled as I do.
I don't know. I don't know how to be. I think we just need to like drink some collagen and put on some sunscreen.
I mean, yes, I think that's the action step is we do. Our body is so cheesy, is our temple. Like it's our one body. So I really want to treat it well.
And I think that if we stay active, you're going to feel so good that you're not really going to care so much about. I think the problem is when we don't take care of ourselves, we start feeling really old. And that can happen at any age. And then you start feeling old. And then you start being like, I'm old. And then all of a sudden you're like Eeyore. And you don't have to be like that. And so then you look old because you're acting old.
Yeah, because you're frowning. Your jowls are like already sagging.
Yeah. So work out mildly.
Smile.
Get a chip clip on the back of that neck and smile about it. Yeah.
Fine. I'll run the marathon with you.
Fine. That was easy.
Okay. How about How about this one? This is some lighthearted one. Favorite date night ideas for dates in after the kids are in bed and for when you go out. Do you and your husband have regular dates?
Not since I started working and he's starting his own business. So
right.
We regularly like make eye contact as we're zooming around to other things. Be like, hey, you. Hey, you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at. Do you guys?
No, we don't either. Not since we had a fourth child.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's always play games and watch TV.
Yeah, it's true.
But we love cooking together. We do like to cook together.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero ideas. Mm. This is something I need to, I think we need. First of all, Neil's out of town for 2 weeks. So having,
really?
This is the furthest thing from my mind. I'm like trying to survive and keep my kids.
Oh my gosh. Happy. I had no idea.
Yes.
Hire a babysitter now. Training.
Well, I have been getting a lot of help, so.
Okay. I think that if you could pick, like, maybe if you're, the thing you love is fixing up your house or something, maybe you can work on, like, tiling a floor together or doing something like that. That really, some couples really like that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You like that stuff.
I like that stuff. Neil doesn't like that stuff. So oh,
okay. You have to both like it.
Yeah. He does it when he's, like, serving me or it's my birthday or okay. Mother's Day. Okay. I don't know. I'm very drained in this area. So it's a bad, okay. I shouldn't have even asked the question. It's my own fault. I could have avoided it, but we personally just like, hanging out, like being together, like doing whatever together. So if all of our kids are gone or even just in the backyard, it feels like a date right now in our season of life. Mm. So
yeah,
we just like to be together. We don't have to go. It's so expensive to hire a babysitter and then eat dinner somewhere and then go to a movie. So.
And a lot of pressure. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just find what you both like to do and do that thing, even if it's not conventional, what you would think of as a date.
Yeah.
Next. Well, I have nothing for this. Tips and tricks for waking up early to get things done before your kids start their day.
No,
I woke up today at 9:45 after my kids were already gone. I was supposed to take him somewhere, but my husband did because I was still asleep because I'm so tired.
Yeah, I also do not get up early before my children. Anytime that I try, they're like ninjas. They feel the air move. They know that I'm up and they're up like 3 hours before they normally would be. I don't do it.
Yeah.
It's dumb. Things can get done at other times in the day. Don't let other people tell you that you have to wake up before your children to meet with Jesus. Jesus is there in the afternoon, too.
Jesus is not just a morning person.
No, maybe he hates the morning. We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah, I think that's a really good point. We can't let other people tell us. And I think sometimes if the day doesn't start well, then I say, well, this day's ruined. I don't need to accomplish anything. And that's not true.
Someday, maybe I'll wake up early, but I don't know, probably not.
This is what's difficult, is that I would love to wake up early, but at the end of the day, when I've done nothing at all remotely fun, I want to do something fun at night, and then that makes you stay up later.
Right, yeah.
Then you can't wake up early. I don't know. Some people are really good at that.
They are, and they enjoy it. So if you enjoy it, you
probably are already doing it.
Exactly, yeah. So if you don't need to get up early, find... Like, put your kids in a room time or something, or pop on a TV show to get an hour of time to yourself in the afternoon.
Yes.
Or after they go to bed, like you said.
Or maybe the things you're trying to get done, maybe you don't have to do them. Just quit that thing that you felt like you needed to do early in the morning.
Okay, how about this one? I don't love some things about my current job and was offered an interview at another company, but I don't know that it will be better and it won't pay as much.
Hmm.
But it would be less demanding. So how do I decide?
Ooh, that's hard. As always, we have some follow-up questions.
As always.
As always. Like, what are the demands? Like, is that messing up your everyday life? Is it just annoying or is it, like, unrealistic and it's creeping into your days off?
Mm-hmm.
And the hard thing is that's also, like, you're in charge of whether or not that happens. But is your boss like calling you all hours of the day? Because some bosses are not realistic or reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But like for me, since I'm the supervisor now, I'm kind of a little bit on call all the time. But it's not to come in. It's to just answer questions and help out. Like, but it only takes a second, and I'm happy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it does creep into my days off, but I like it. And it's very minimal. It's minimal invasions that I have no problem with.
Right.
And if I say, I can't do this, I can't do that, then my boss is like, cool. So for me, that's a fine thing. So if it's not a fine thing, but honestly, you're kind of working for the money. So if it's going to be less money, you've got to consider that.
See, I had the opposite advice.
Okay, go for it.
But I guess that depends on her situation. Again, we need follow-up. So if this is a second income, it depends on if it's a first, like, do you need this income? Or are you just working for extra spending money, vacation, travel?
To pay for your daughter's wedding, if that's still a thing.
Right. Yeah. In which case, I would take a less demanding job for less money.
But she says she doesn't even know if it's going to be better.
She doesn't. Yeah. That's why it's hard to answer. So then there's the grass is always greener. Like, there's going to be problems at that next job too.
So you have to look at his. Yeah. So historically, are you someone who always thinks the next job is going to be better? Well, this is probably you should stick with your same job.
Right. Mm-hmm. But she could take the interview. Like, right now, she just said she was offered an interview.
Oh, do the interview for sure. Because you could get there and be like, this place is crazy.
Right. Do they have a candy bar? Jar. Mm. I meant not a bar. A bar would be better. Candy bar. Candy jar. Like, do they have a slide in the office? Take the interview. You never know.
Take the interview and see if there's a slide. Then you have your answer.
Yeah. I feel like I've done that similar thing with schooling for my kids. Like, is there something? I do it for other things too. Is there something better? I do it with my house. Is there something better than my house potentially? Like, would I like to have a newer house that doesn't have so many problems? Or, hold on, a child is coming up. Yes, my love. I'm talking to Emily.
Hi.
We're solving the world's problems right here in your bedroom.
Does he have any problems we could solve for him?
Do you have any problems that we can solve for you? It's what Emily and I do. It's our job.
We're professionals.
You don't have any problems because I'm your mom and I solve them all day long, don't I? Is that right? Yeah. Okay. You just need a hug? Okay. Now head back downstairs. I'll finish up. Okay, I'll make you lunch. I'll make you lunch after this. Yeah, I'll make you a sandwich. That sounds right up my alley.
Well, listen, go make a sandwich.
I will.
And I'm going to go back to sleep. No, okay, just no, kidding. I'm going to go run a marathon.
Go run a marathon.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Rebecca.
Bye, friend. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. We're helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift. Solved.